JMIG, we're on the fly. We're at Vintage. Woo! We're by an airport somewhere. First show of the year of 2025, and we have some cool people to talk to here doing vintage stuff down at Vintage. And Ray Johnson, why don't you lead us into our next guest?
Well, we have Adrian Eichhorn with us. And Adrian, you might recognize that name. Now, real quick, we'll touch on it. Adrian flew his Bonanza around the world and also to the North Pole. Adrian, real quick, tell us what that airplane is.
1962 P model Bonanza with about a 30-hour fuel hour range, 62 fully restored, highly modified.
And in the future, coming up, you're going to do a South Pole.
Going to attempt it next December. That'll be about a 30-hour nonstop flight.
But that's not what you brought in today.
No,
you brought us a really beautiful PT-19. You're flying this airplane in honor of your father. Tell us about your airplane.
Yeah, sure am, Ray. I bought this a couple of years ago from a gentleman that spent about 9 years restoring it, and I've done the last maybe 20%. It's the first airplane my dad flew when he went into the Army Air Corps in 1944. Flew it at Hicksfield down in Texas, and then he went on to spend a career in the military as an aviator. So it's a beautiful airplane, fully restored, a joy to fly. 100 miles an hour and completely different from the Bonanza because it's slow, but it's fun.
You brought it in from Manassas, Virginia?
I sure did.
What was it like flying cross country with a headwind all the way?
Yeah, it was a little tense coming across the Appalachian Mountains. 60 mile per hour ground speed most of the way because I had about a 35 knot headwind, and at one time, I looked down at a train going to coal mine, and honest to God, he's going the same speed I am. So I thought, this is not a Gulfstream or an Airbus or even a Bonanza. But it was good. Couple fuel stops, 8.5 hours to South Bend, and then 3 hours up here along the shore underneath the Class B of Chicago, and just perfect flight. And that's one of the more memorable flights.
Well, your airplane is going to be displayed in Vintage and Review all week. You'll be available to talk PT-19s.
Yes, sir. That's helping educate and keep the legacy of the Army Air Corps and the PT-19 alive. That's it.
So what encouraged you to embark on this project? I mean, obviously, it's in honor of your dad.
It is.
Beyond that. Because it's a lot of work, a lot of organization.
It's a lot of work. It's a wooden airplane, fabric fuselage, wooden wing. And when my father passed away, I found his class yearbook and opened it up, and there was his signature above a PT-19 with his picture. And it's something I always wanted to do, but I was so, all my resources, financial and time, went into getting the Bonanza ready for the long distance trips. And now that those are behind me, I was able to spend the resources and time to adventure onto the PT-19.
Well, it's a beautiful example. You should be very proud of it. I know your dad would be.
Yes, sir.
So thank you so much for making the effort to get it done and bring it up here.
You bet. And thanks to you guys, and thanks to Ray for helping preserve the legacy of these incredible airplanes.
Ray does tend to do that, doesn't he?
He does.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. We want to bring, you want to talk Luscombe? Want to talk Luscombe?
No, let's talk to Tony Caldwell.
All right. Tony.
Let's talk about a beautiful 1931 Curtiss Wright Speedwing. And Clay Adams is joining you. And what have you two been up to? You've been up to no good in the antique airplane restoration business?
Well, we inherited this beautiful airplane's restoration. We've just been touching it up and cleaning it up a little bit and getting it up here. You know, the airplane was restored in 2005, had more work done on it by 2018, they redid the motor. So it's just really, it's a perfect airplane. It's a perfect example of an air racing air machine from 1931. Casey Lambert, a young man from St. Louis, purchased it. It was a one-of-one airplane. It has its own type certificate. And anyway, we just are really excited. A lot of people see it today.
Clay, tell us what it's like flying the Speedwing. Now, we're talking about an old biplane that cruise faster than 160 miles per hour.
Well, I was climbing out at 160 miles an hour, and I thought, well, Like I said earlier, I'm coming up here now. The radio doesn't work that well, so I'm thinking I might be coming back from my destination. So I just kind of milked it to keep the fuel so I didn't have to get fuel on the way back home. But it's a pleasure to fly for the experience I had. It's stall 65, very maneuverable. It's just a pleasure. Of course, you're landing by braille because you just can't see anything in front of you. So that's typically in these type of airplanes. But otherwise, it's pretty spectacular.
Well, Clay, your traveler is not much different.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
I'm talking about the sight picture.
No, the sight picture. This is the blindest I've ever flown
really?
In an aircraft. Okay. It's so barreled with the 985, and you seem like you sit lower and you sit back farther than I ever have. So it took a little bit to get used to, but you adopt it and you figure it out.
Tony, right now as we speak, you're building a brand new museum back in Oklahoma.
That's right. In El Reno, Oklahoma, which is just west of Oklahoma City, there was a contract training base, started in 1943, full of PT-19s, like the fellow on the former segment, and we are restoring one of the hangars that they built back in the war. And 30,000 feet is going to be full of golden age aviation airplanes from between the wars, 1918, 1942. We've got 24 in the collection now. That hangar will open October 4th. And we're talking to the city about hangar number 2.
That's wonderful. And unlike some museums, you keep your airplanes flying.
That's correct. That's a cardinal rule. If it doesn't fly, it doesn't belong in our museum.
That's a great rule. Yeah, that's a great rule. Now, how are you involved in the museum, Clay?
I'm just one of the lucky three to get to fly these aircraft. It's a privilege and an honor to fly for the Tony Caldwell and the Mustang Field Air Museum. So it's just the right place, right time, I guess.
Now you live in Minnesota.
I do.
So that's kind of a little bit of a haul to Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're going to find out fast it gets down there when I decide to fly the Speedwing down to Oklahoma. So we'll find out how long it takes to get. But otherwise, it's going to be take an airline down.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, well, Ray, go ahead.
Well, again, thank you, both of you. Thank you for preserving, Tony, this wonderful one-of-a-kind airplane, the Speedwing, and all these other airplanes we're going to see in your museum soon.
It's an absolute privilege. It really is.
Now, we have about 5 minutes. In that time, can you tell us how the project took hold and what was involved?
Well, so my friend Rob Locke, our mutual friend, does a lot of restoration work for me. He operates a shop down in Florida called Waldo Wright's Flying Service, and he's done a couple of Waco projects, and he's working on a Traveler project, which got big 30x5 wheels. We need to be on grass. I've been looking for a place in Oklahoma on grass. We have a 5,000-foot by 200-foot grass runway at El Reno. It was perfect. They were going to tear these hangars down. I said, let's don't do that. That's our heritage. Let's keep that in place. Let's get some things to honor the men, the heroes that trained there. And Rob just happened to be in town when this was all happening. And I said, come in with me and look at this hangar. And I said, over here in the corner can be the Waldo Wright Restoration Shop. And so anyway, Waldo, as he's known, and Jill, his wife, they're moving their shop this fall to El Reno, Oklahoma.
Wait, full-time?
Full-time.
Like,
and
big move.
Well, I mean, they're independent business people, but people can come to the museum, see the incredible airplanes, but also see how they're built, what they look like under the cover. And we got big picture windows, so you can see everything going on in the restoration shop, as well as, Rob having a chance to be out on the floor with the airplanes.
Now, Clay, wasn't he on the Barnstormers tour with us? Or am I mistaken?
Last time we were together?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he was on the Barnstormers tour.
Yeah, you were on multiple tours, and I think you were the one that we were trying to hit with the flower bombing. At the time.
Always, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a moving target that doesn't move too fast.
Yeah, we gave him a helmet and a flag, and he had to run around, and we got him. We actually got him.
I wear a few hats. But he was just started that shop in Florida at the time, right? And, this sounds like a great opportunity.
No, we're super excited. They're going to be, there's a team of people. Clay's on that team. Jared Calvert from Ranger, Texas. Rob and Jill and other people in Oklahoma City, Emily Overand. And everyone's working really hard to put together a first-class museum there in the middle of the country like there isn't in our part of the world. In the city of El Reno, I mean, oh my gosh, you can say bad things about government if you want to, but these people are amazing. They've been great partners, and so we're super, super excited to be in El Reno.
You know what's so cool about this, really, is that this just doesn't happen very often anymore. It's just so rare.
Well, it's a real privilege, I think, to be a part of it, and we're really excited, looking forward to it. They have a annual fly-in October 4th. We're going to just blow their socks off with the people, I hope, that come to see the museum as well as what already is going on there.
Yeah, and a flying museum. Yes. These airplanes go out and fly, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to fly all of them all the time, and people are welcome to come and see them and see what it's like, and to hear what it's like and to smell what it's like to step back 100 years with these airplanes.
What's the time frame?
So we're opening up October 4th.
Oh, this year. Okay.
Oh, yeah, and we have a lot of work to do.
Wow. So. Well, thanks for taking a break and coming up here and seeing us.
It was fun.
The Speed Wing is going to be up here right on the plaza all week long.
Yes,
so
it is.
So you'll be able to take a closer look.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, good. Well, we'll look forward to seeing some other airplanes, I suppose, in the next coming years.
We've got plans for next year and the year after that. We're going to keep right on coming back, and as long as Ray will have us, we're going to bring something up here.
We'll have you right up front.
Okay, thanks.
No one more loves having these old airplanes show up than Ray Johnson. I promise you that. Well, Clay, nice to see you. And it's been good talking to you about this great project, Tony. And thanks so much for sharing the adventure with us. Look around. Jay Monchi, we're on the fly.